The candidates for Milwaukee County Executive are trying to spell out some differences on criminal justice reform, mental health, and disability issues. Five of the six people running to replace retiring incumbent Chris Abele took part in a forum yesterday, as WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports.
With President Donald Trump coming to town last evening, only two news reporters covered the forum. But moderator Barbara Beckert couldn't resist making a joke.
Okay, well, I want to add my thanks to WWM and Wisconsin Health News, and I personally think this is the most newsworthy event going on in Milwaukee today.
Beckert is with Disability Rights Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Disability Vote Coalition, the Milwaukee Mental Health Task Force, and the Miracle Network co-sponsored the event. So most of the questions pertain to what the next county executive will do on the social service issues that make up a big chunk of the Milwaukee County budget. For example, on mental health and substance abuse problems that often lead to people being arrested and spending time in the county court system, jail, or state prison, candidate Brian Kennedy recommended better treatment and care to get people healthy. The Glendale mayor also says in his local municipal court, there's been a big reduction in people, possibly later getting arrested for unpaid fines.
If you can pay $5 a month, but you can pay it off over time, we will work with you. And so we've now significantly reduced the numbers of commitments through the North Shore Court, but we did so by looking at folks and considering these are human beings.
County executive candidate and Milwaukee State Senator Chris Larson urges more investment in local inmates to reduce recidivism.
Give them the access to a GED, to a skill, so that they come out and we say, great, it was great getting to know you. We hope we never see you in here again, right? And get them out and get them on a better path to success. That's why it's called the House of Corrections, right? And under my leadership, that's what we're going to return to.
Milwaukee County Board Chairman Theo Lipscomb says if he becomes county executive, he'll try to improve coordination of medical care for jail inmates who have mental health problems.
For instance, I asked when I last toured the jail, does our electronic medical record system talk? Can we communicate? No. It's a HIPAA violation. I'm not talking about can I see it. I'm asking can medical professionals talk and communicate, and could those who are working with them coordinate their care?
Candidate Jim Sullivan, who's directed the county's child support services under Chris Abele, says there's already been a big improvement in how the county treats inmates. He wants to keep the pressure on Republican state lawmakers to expand Medicaid eligibility and accept more federal funds under the Affordable Care Act.
It's another area where Medicaid expansion would help a great deal in order to make sure that people have accesses to mental health services, so they don't end up being incarcerated when what they really need is treatment.
Milwaukee State Representative David Crowley says as a legislative assistant for the county board, he helped with efforts to remove the House of Correction from the control of former conservative county sheriff David Clark. Crowley says as county executive, he'd expand county mobile crisis units that help intervene with the mentally ill.
Making sure that we are actually deploying a unit out there with the police department, not only just the sheriff, but working with every municipality across Milwaukee County and making sure that we're doing everything that we can on the front end to give people the services they absolutely need.
The sixth candidate for Milwaukee County Executive, Purnima Nath, attended the forum but was not allowed to take part because she missed a deadline in responding to the event's organizers. The primary election for county executive is February 18th. The top two vote-getters will face off in April. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.